Today is my mother's birthday. Her diaries catalogue showers of blessings amidst a mountain of difficulties. Today is my daughter's wedding anniversary. Her life is also peppered with deep hurts and trials and a cascade of God's graces. My times also have had its deep pains and great joys, and I'm sure yours has too. Indeed, I know of no one who has not been deeply affected by this world of sin. But most think that their hurt and their disappointments are greater than most, and many, like Demas and Orpha, turn back to the world. But this is God's take on that issue. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what ye are able, but will with the trial also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. My word, the word wait on the Lord, has been the mainstay of the past year. It's been the word that has crossed my path throughout my earthly journey, and today I still wait. At times, I am sure, like me, you are tempted just to give up and walk away. And then probably, like me, you get up in the morning and start over again and again, knowing that it is not only the start and the journey along the way, but the finish that is also important. We are exhorted not only to be overcomers, but to be faithful right up to the end. Revelation 2 verse 26 tells us, "He who overcomes, and he who keeps my works until the end." I take comfort in the following words today, and I hope you do too. I am thy shield, have no fear. I will not permit anything to overtake you, other than my will for you. I can see the future, your future. I can read the heart, your heart. I know what you need better than you know yourself. Trust me. Trust me completely. Trust me completely in all things. Trust me today. You are not at the mercy of others. You are being led in a very definite direction. Never fear, whatever may happen. Do not try to plan. I have planned already. Go quietly and go gently. When you reach your very extremity, I will carry you. I always have. I will uphold you. I will deliver you. I have promised. Depend on me for everything. It was out of the depth that David cried to me, and I heard his voice. I will hear your voice too, today.